Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. That which is old is new again. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Our growing children learn lessons in so many ways, and many listeners have asked me to repeat the story of lipstick and the new interpretation. My daughters are grown. One is a wife and mother of two. She teaches sixth grade math and science in Northern California and is always amusing me with stories from the classroom. One of her students sent me the email story I am about to share with you. Whether it actually happened or is just a brilliant myth that's making the rounds again, it has the desired effect. The email claimed that an East Coast private school was recently faced with a unique problem. Allegedly, apparently, a number of 12-year-old girls were beginning to use lipstick. In their youthful and exuberant declaration of lips of all color, the novice makeup mavens would gather in the school bathroom first thing in the morning to apply lipsticks and glosses. All was fine with the school officials until the girls started leaving prints. Yes, newly glossed lip prints on the bathroom mirror. Every night, the school maintenance man would remove them. The next day, the girls would put them back. The principal decided this, it had to stop. She called all the girls to the bathroom and met them there with the maintenance man. She explained that all these lip prints were causing a major problem for the custodian, who had to clean the mirrors every night. None of the girls seemed too concerned to learn about the process, whatever. To demonstrate, though, how difficult it had been to clean the mirrors, the principal asked the maintenance man to show the girls how much effort was required. He took out a long-handled squeegee, dipped it in the toilet, and cleaned the mirror with it. Since then, there have been no lip prints on the mirror. The principal proved she was taking no lip from anybody. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.